Okay, we are, Baruch Hashem, we have finished with Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and we now can reach another milestone, and we can proceed with Hilchos Yom Kippur. Okay, and that leads us to Simon Tov Reish Dalet, which is the Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, and then we're going to go Kaporos, and then and so forth until Yom Kippur, the Inuim on Yom Kippur. Okay. Seder Erev Yom HaKippurim. I feel that it's never been so timed so beautifully, because we always used to, do you remember when we learned Hilchos Pesach Shavuos time, yeah, and things like that? So now I think it's really nice. Yom Kippur is going to go straight into Sukkos, and that's really about Sukkos time. I think it's nice. Okay, Hilchos Yom Kippur. Seder Erev Yom HaKippurim. The Seder of Erev Yom HaKippurim. Mitzvah Lechol Be'erev Yom HaKippurim. V'laharbois B'Suda. There's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. And to increase the Suda meal. The also lays anus boy, and it is not permitted to fast. Afilu tainus chaloyim. Even if a person has got a tainus chaloyim, yet, it's not a bad dream, he may not fast. He must eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And vim not lays anus boy, if he made a neder that ended up being on Erev Yom Kippur, such as he said, I'm going to be fasting the next so and so many Thursdays, or the next so and so many Mondays and Thursdays, wherever it may be, and one of those days falls on Yom Kippur, then the halachas are discussed in Simon Tov Kuf Ein. This is one of the two only mitzvahs nowadays of eating. Nowadays there's only two mitzvahs. In times of Beis HaMikdash, there was plenty of mitzvahs of eating. All the kabbonas and various other mitzvahs as well, there was a mitzvah of eating. Nowadays, there's one of the two times that you need to that you must eat. There's a mitzvah of eating. One is Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to eat. Mitzvah lechol be'Erev Yom Kippur. And the other one is on Leil HaSeder, to eat the matzahs. Very, very good. Beautiful question. What about the first kezias on Sukkos? That's a really, really interesting question. The reason why many poskim don't count that, although I think that your point is a very true point, but the poskim say it's not really a mitzvah of eating. It's the mitzvah is you must have, if you eat, you must eat in the sukkah. And it happens to be that you should eat. The starting point is that if you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. Now, it's true. The truth is that you have to eat. Yeah, it's very subtle. The truth is, ultimately, you must eat on the first two nights. You must eat. So it's probably more accurate to say that it's a mitzvah as well. Yeah.
Fulfill that by eating.
That's probably true as well. But the point that he's making, which is true, that ultimately you need to eat. So it's a bit subtle, but okay, so let's expand that into three mitzvahs then, if you want to be. Okay, so mitzvah lechol be'Erev Yom Kippur v'laharbois b'Suda. Mishnah Berurah explains to me, what's that mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur? What is that mitzvah? Sifkot and Aleph. Mitzvah lechol. The ksiv v'inisem es nafshei seichem betisha lachodesh be'erev. V'inisem is you afflict es nafshei seichem, your souls, betisha on the ninth lachodesh month be'erev in the evening. Hoyer lichtoy, we should have been written more accurately, betisha lachodesh be'erev tanu es nafshei seichem ado erev. It's interesting that it seems to imply that there is something happening on the ninth, on the day of the ninth, on the ninth. Tishri, it sounds like something is happening on the 9th. Not just in the evening after that, which is the 10th, but on the 9th also there's something happening. What is it? So it sounds like this, that you need to fast on the 9th. But truthfully, but how can it be that the pasuk seems to imply there's a fasting on the 9th? Of Tishri. That's not accurate. The fast, of course, is on the 10th. So what does the pasuk mean by saying ve'nisim, you should afflict yourself on the 9th? What does that mean? Ve'nisim betisha. So ve'kiblu chazal ad adrabah. So the Gemara learns from here that on the contrary, mitzvah min ha-Torah, there's a mitzvah from the Torah, le'choil be'erev Yom Kippur. And there's a positive biblical mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Ve'rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem wanted, litain to give schar reward, be'ad ha'achila. Hashem wanted to give reward for that eating, ke'ilu is anu, as if you would have fasted. So you're getting the same reward for fasting the whole of 10th, same reward for that you're getting by eating on the ninth. She'ena doim a mitzvah she'esh bo tzar, k'mo she'amru lefum tzar agra. And you're getting more reward. The harder a mitzvah is, the more reward you're getting. So therefore, what it seems to be saying over here is that since you're eating a lot, that's going to make it hard. That's what it seems to be playing over here. That since you're eating a lot, that's going to make the fasting a little bit more difficult. And therefore, we're going to get to that in a minute. Mitzvah Hashem, and therefore, lefum tzar aga. But he says, ilu kasa betisha lechodesh toichlu lo yiholun uschar edel shemikai mitzvos ala deachile. Velochen shenu akosa vekosa mitzvah achile peloshon tanes. The Gemara calls it a tanes, although the mitzvah is to eat, but the pasuk calls it a tanes. Shenechshav achile zulif nakadosh bocha kilo yoz a tanes. The Torah considers it as if you're fasting, but really the mitzvah is to eat. Kidei liten tzchar kemikai mitzvah betzar inui. In order to reward the people who are fasting, and that is the reward. V'yesh la'odon lemad belimudai, a person has to learn a little bit less on Erev Yom Kippur, kidei le'echol v'lishtos, in order to eat and drink. So on Erev Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah to eat, and in fact, even if it's on the cheshbon of your learning, you should rather eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, let's just get to the bottom of this over here. Why is it that there is a mitzvah of eating? What is the reason of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Why is it? Very good. So one of the reasons that the Rishonim mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda mentions, is actually because of the Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Simcha. On every Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. On Yom Kippur, we can't fulfill that mitzvah of Simcha. We can't eat, we can't drink, we can't rejoice the day. So how do we do it? So therefore, the Torah puts the day of Simcha the day beforehand. There's a great Simcha on Yom Kippur. In fact, the Simcha is an extremely great Simcha because it's a day in which we are atoned and there's a kapara and a tshuva. So therefore, it's really appropriate to have a Simcha on that day, but we can't actually rejoice that day on Yom Kippur. We can't actually rejoice it. So therefore, the day has been pushed to the day before, has been, and that's the day that we actually rejoice the tshuva that we're going to get on the next day. That's the first explanation. Another reason why there's a mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur, because it's a fast, as simple as that. So the Rabbi Yoni says, he says that the reason why there's a mitzvah of eating is simply in order to make it through the fast better. If you're eating, you're going to make it through the fast more easy. If there's no mitzvah of eating, the fast would be very, very difficult. So the Torah wants you to fast well. Interestingly, I'm just going to put that in practice because I mentioned it earlier. There's other Rishonim want to say on the contrary, the fact that you're eating a lot, that's right, from Mishnah Berurah it sounds a bit like that, that if you're eating a lot, that actually makes the fast more difficult. It makes it more difficult for your digestive system. If you're eating a lot on one day, and after you're fasting the next day, that's not really the ideal way of fasting. If you want to fast well, you're going to eat very little on the day before, or not very little, but fairly little. You're going to be drinking a lot, or eating some foods which are good for the system, and then the next day you're going to be fasting well. But if you're on the contrary, the Torah wants to make it difficult for you, that's another explanation, a contradicting explanation, that by eating a lot on Erev Yom Kippur, it's going to make the fast difficult, and therefore it's fum tzar aga, it's going to make it, you're going to get more reward for that. By the way, just as a little footnote, I don't want to speak too much about that, just to mention, the poskim, Moshe was asking other mefarshim, other poskim were asked about taking pills that make the fasting easier. Now, I don't know if they help or not. I've heard people saying that they don't help. Some people say they do help. Do you know pills that, if you take them, they help for fasting? Have you tried it? Kal, they're called. Pardon? Anti? Yeah, and they help? Help, really, it does help. It does help. Apparently, the liquids stay within your body, or I don't know what exactly the way it's officially meant to work. Yeah. So some want to say that actually, according to, so the Rebbe was asked if you're allowed to do them or not. So what do you think? Are you allowed to take those?
What would be the answer? Are you supposed to be suffering on these?
Very good. If there is a mitzvah of inui, which if there is a mitzvah of inui that you actually have to be ma'anu yourself, you have to afflict yourself, then maybe you could understand that you shouldn't take those things because you're meant to suffer.
You don't have to add to it because I'll already.
Very good, very good, very good. Says Ramosh, absolutely. Says Ramosh, you can't make up your own things. On the contrary, and the proof of that is, I don't remember if Ramosh himself says that, or I saw that elsewhere. That on the contrary, if Rabbi Yoni says the reason why there's a mitzvah of eating on the 9th is in order to make the fasting easy on the 10th, So surely you're not to do anything that is in your kayak in order to help yourself for fasting on the next day. So therefore, according to that reason, which is the main reason that Ben Yonah mentions, and that's the reason I actually paskin. So according to that, surely you have to take pills that make it easier for you to fast. Because that's the whole reason why there's a mitzvah of eating. So there's no difference between eating and
taking.
Take
that tissue bath as well.
Whether...
Where you'd be allowed to take...
Yes.
Because,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Meant to be a day
yes. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Mika, then definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. So, right. Now, the question is that the post came discuss is what about are women obligated in eating? The question is, are women are obligated in that mitzvah of eating as well on Erev Yom Kippur? Do they have the same obligation? Do they need to wash and eat as well? Yeah? Yeah? The question is based on the fact that it's mitzvah shezman gomer, that it's a time-bound mitzvah.
But it's because of the...
Very good. Right, very good. That's what Ksav Sofer says. But the question would be that it's a time-bound mitzvah. Women are generally exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. So does she have to? Maybe she doesn't have to. She's busy, you know, she hasn't got time. Maybe she doesn't have to. And Rabbi Kveger actually has a tshuva and he's not sure. He leaves it with a tzorchiyah and he's not sure. But the other achronim, Ksav Sofer, his own grandson, paskens that a woman is obligated because it's connected to the tanas and like the actual Yom Kippur, she's obligated. So that's connected to the, especially according to the reasons I would just explain now, it's definitely connected to the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. And since it's connected to the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, she'll be, just as she's obligated to fast on Yom Kippur, she's also obligated to make sure that she's going to fast well on Yom Kippur. And therefore, the consensus of the poskim is that yes, she does need to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah? Well, the way the Mishneh Berurah said in Sifkot and Aleph, it implies mitzvah lechol dekziv enisim es nafshoy seichem. And you look at the last line of this column over here, the kiblu chazal da adra mitzvah min ha-toyre lechol be'im yom kippah. It sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah that he's passing that it's actually a deraisa, that's min ha-toyre, to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah's psak.
Five
sudot, wow. That's beautiful.
I
also don't know how they can do it, but that's very nice. How many will we have generally? How many times do we generally wash on Erev Yom Kippur? We have besides them, have sekes. Probably, how many times do you? Yeah, I probably wash. Yeah, maybe twice. Yeah, but yeah, lunch and then again. Yeah, but five is definitely a lot. What about yeah?
You said earlier in this. That even a tiny scholar, you can't.
Yeah.
Is this the only day of the year that it's actually offered to fast? All of Nisan, we're not supposed to fast, but you can fast for a tiny scholar. Seems quite unusual that we can't fast for a tiny scholar.
I can't answer your question on the spot. I can't answer if there's any other day that this applies. Okay. I can't answer you on the spot. I don't know. What about somebody who is not going to fast? Somebody is not going to fast. So what about somebody who's not going to fast? He's not well. Does he need to eat or not? Interesting, Shaila. Somebody's not going to fast. How nice. Beautiful. Your mom's machavan d'achonim. That's exactly what d'achonim say. Mom's beautiful. D'achonim say depends on the reason of the two reasons that we mentioned earlier. That's mamash exactly what the achronim say. They mamash go with your approach. They say if the reason of the mitzvah is for simcha, that there's simcha, that you want to, there's a simcha of Yom Kippur, then surely, even if a person is not fasting, the mitzvah applies. He should eat on every Yom Kippur. He also has got a kapot. Just because he can't eat, doesn't mean he hasn't got a kapala chas v'sham on Yom Kippur. Of course, he's an onus. He can't fast. He can't fast, but he's obligated to eat. But because certainly the day of the Itzum Shalom, the power of Yom Kippur certainly atones for him as well, although he's not fasting. So the simcha applies to him as well, surely as well. So therefore, he should take a wash. He's got mitzvah, minatoyah, an obligation proper to eat an Yom Kippur. However, if the reason is because of preparing yourself for the fast, then you're suggesting that the mitzvah doesn't apply because he doesn't have to pay himself for the fast. He's not fasting, so therefore the mitzvah won't apply. Lemaisa the poskim amachmir. Lemaisa the poskim say halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Person should definitely wash and eat and as much as they can, even if it's not fasting Yom Kippur.
To even feed the second opinion, that if he's so not well, he can't even fast on Yom Kippur, then Allah has come and become him. When it's not Yom Kippur, then he should certainly be.
How nice, yeah, could be, yeah, that's, I hear that, I didn't see that anywhere, but that's very nice, right. Before we move on, we see Beis, an interesting question that the poskim ask as well, is what about a brocha, how come we don't make a brocha on this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to eat, why don't we make a brocha? That's an interesting question as well, why don't we make a brocha? We make brocha on eating matzah, we make brocha on all that, why don't we make a brocha over here? Before you sit down and you have the suda, you should make a brocha. Al achilas evim kippah. Why don't we? Ever thought of that? What do you think of that? Why don't we make a bracha?
Make a mitzi.
Yeah, but
on a regular Yom Tov meal, we make kiddush, and we're not making kiddush because it's not Yom Kippur.
You're saying.
So we're making that mitzi we'd make because it's a siddur, and we're not making kiddush, which we can't make because it's not Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, there's not really anything you can do, maybe.
Okay, I hear that.
Yeah, what? We said before, the other time that there's a mitzvah to eat is matzah. So you make a broth on al-chidas matzah, the mitzvah of eating matzah. So we're saying there's a mitzvah.
A separate mitzvah.
There should be a separate broth on the eating. That's the question.
When would you say it? When you first got to the morning? And then
No, you would make it for the meal. You'd probably make it for the meal. I want to get to your point in a minute, Mitzvah. I want to get to your point about eating besides the meal. But let's assume that the mitzvah would be to wash and to eat, for suda. So, surely it would be appropriate to make a bracha at that point. A special designated bracha for eating. You have to eat anyway, but over here there's a mitzvah to eat. So you're saying that you can't make a bracha. You're saying nonsense already. Okay, you're saying that since... And that's an interesting point. You're saying that you can't make a bracha on something you're doing anyway. That's true. What you are saying is based on Aruch HaShulchan, who says that the reason, he explains very beautifully, that why do we make brachas on a ben adam lechaveiroi? Why do we make a brach? Before I give a poor person stocker, I don't say brocha to Hashem lekem lecholom, and before I give the pound to the stocker, I don't make a brocha. Why not? So Aruch HaShulchan explains, in this Prishanim, who actually point this out already, that you can't make the nusach of Hashem kiddushon b'mitzvos v'etzivonu. You can't say, Hashem, who has commanded us, blessed be you, you should be Hashem that has commanded us, Hashem kiddushon b'mitzvos with your commandments, to do this certain action. Because that's something that goyim do as well. It's something which is not, we're not identified, we're not separate in goyim by doing this mitzvah, because it's common sense to do this. So brachas only makes sense something which is recognizable, that it's a mitzvah. That's the point that you're making. And therefore, you are suggesting a very, very nice answer. And therefore, for eating, which is not recognizable, I'm doing for the mitzvah purpose, if it's matzah, something else. If it's in the sukkah, it's something else. Over here, which is not pure eating, it's not recognizable that it's I'm doing it for the mitzvah purpose. What an interesting approach. What a nice answer. Based on the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah. Any other reasons? Why don't we are just discussing it. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The question that we are posing is, why is it no bracha? No bracha. It's a mitzvah. It's a biblical mamash min ha-toyer ding a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why don't we make a bracha? Yeah.
In order to answer, can I ask a question? Is there a mitzvah assay to be misano on Yom Kippur, or is it for love to eat?
It's one of the inuim. It's an inu. It's a love. It's a love. Shish bekolus. I just want to. One of the approaches of the very pragmatic. Answer is from the postgame is that you never know if you're actually going to make it. If it's based on the fasting of the next day, one of the two reasons. So you never know. You can't be totally convinced that you're going to. If the mitzvah is connected to the mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur, you never know if you're actually going to make it. It could be chas v'shalom, a person can't make it, and then it would turn out that a yivocha would be a brocha levatola, and therefore it's chachomim never made a brocha because it could be that it's going to end up being a brocha levatola. That's an answer. It's actually a bit similar to Rashba that says that you don't make a bracha mitzvah stocker for different reasons, not what you mentioned. You don't make a bracha stocker because the owner at the end is not going to take it. Could be going to say, you know what, actually I prefer not, and therefore you end up being a bracha levatola. Have you ever encountered that? Ever happened to you that you give something to an owner, he says no, I don't. So it could be end up being a bracha levatola. So here as well, it could be that it's going to be a bracha levatola if you chasrom can't end, you don't end up the fast. Now I just want to go back to your point about eating. You know, in yeshivas, what do Bochim claim? Adam, but it's a claim that is, I remember it from yeshivas, that on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat, and they're going to have a lot of sweets and biscuits and licorice and a bit of bamba and a bit of besli, you know, the whole throughout the entire day, because it's a mitzvah to eat. So they claim that it's, whatever you eat is a mitzvah on its own. What do you think about that? So the whole day, they're just non-stop eating, because it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. What do you think about that? Correct? It's correct. You think it's true to eat a whole Erev Yom Kippur? Mitzvah to eat?
I don't think it's healthy.
It's not healthy. Yeah, that's true as well. Okay, so have apples instead.
I don't think they will eat apples.
Yeah.
That's good for business.
Lemais, what do you think? To eat?
I've heard something like that, but you know, people are looking for them and like they don't even suckle boiled sweet all day in order to
burn
the mouth. I don't know.
Now let's go back to the true reasons that we mentioned earlier. What do you think? If it's for preparing for fasting, is it going to help you? It definitely won't. It definitely won't, right? If you have a biscuit, it's not going to make you go through the fast. True or not true? It's not going to help you. What about simcha?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? Okay, if you claim it's simcha, then maybe, yeah. So, I don't think it's much, it's not really generally how chachamim in the Torah expects you to eat besimcha. It's not normally through seats, and it's not really the way, but I can hear that maybe there is a bit of an element of that. Lemaisa, in the poskim, it's not brought down such a point at all. From the poskim, it seems that it was a suda. The mitzvah to eat is during a suda. And look at the shloshna of Shulchan Aruch that we just learned. Mitzvah lechol be'evim kippur, v'lahar bo'is besuda. It's to increase the suda. There's no mention of here, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Mishneh Berurah, not in the poskim, that you should eat throughout the whole day. You should stuff yourself with food. It doesn't say. And I always thought that there's no source whatsoever. It's a myth and it's not true until I saw that the Dir Shavir, the Or over here on the side, brings from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there's a sefer Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he said he was makpid to do that. So there's a source for it. Reb Chaim Volozhiner used to do it, but it's not brought down in the postgame, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner also didn't write the halacha sefer. It's just that it's brought down. It's a, like Mumin Hagim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud of the Gaon, his Minhagim were collected. He didn't write it himself, it was written down much later. So it's, at least there's a little bit of a source for that. And that leads us to Seif Beis. One should not do tachnun on Erev Yom Kippur. No tachnun. And the reason for that, Mishneh Berurah explains, the Noagin La'asos Ktzas K'mo Yom Tov. There's a bit of a Yom Tov atmosphere. Since there's a bit of a Yom Tov atmosphere, Erev Yom Kippur is a bit of a Yom Tov atmosphere. No tachnun on Erev Yom Kippur. Hagar says, "We don't say Lamnatzach. Mizmor leDavid. We don't say Lamnatzach. Mizmor leDavid either. We don't do so much slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. Remember, we always start slichas so late on Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah, Erev Yom Kippur is always very late. Some places do a lot of slichas. Everything is according to the minik. With regards to Avinu Malkeinu, on Erev Yom Kippur, amongst the Achronim as to whether one does say Avinu Malkeinu or one does not say Avinu Malkeinu. Umenek iri, the custom of my city, Krakow, Shaloi le Omroi, it's not to say Avinu Malkeinu. Kim Shechal Yom Kippur b'Shabbos, only if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, she'ein noimrim boi Avinu Malkeinu, then we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, as amrinon oiso Erev Yom Kippur Shachis. Then we will say Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur on Friday Shachis. Otherwise, we will not say Avinu Malkeinu if Yom Kippur falls throughout the entire week. If Yom Kippur falls throughout all week, we will not say Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur. Only if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then one does say Avinu Malkeinu on Friday.